Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Pepe Martinez. I'm a London Blue Badge tourist guide, and despite my rather Spanish-sounding name, I'm a true Londoner. I was born and bred here, I've lived here all my life, and I was born in the East End. Now, if you've not been to London before, the East End of London is to the east of the financial district, the city, and historically has always been the poorer part of London. So the wealthy build their houses and mansions in the west, and their factories in the east, because the wind in London comes from the west to the east. And so by building their factories on this side of town, that meant the wind wouldn't take all that pollution through their lovely exotic houses and gardens. And so historically, as I mentioned, the east side of town has always been poorer. Now that's changing, and has changed dramatically, particularly over the last half a century. And so when we went into lockdown, I knew that I wanted to stay connected to some of my former clients and to the outside world. And so I began putting together some virtual walks and lectures. Now, when I started planning, I thought, what story shall I tell? Now, I specialise in the East End. And if you've been to London, you might have been on a tour that specialises in the arrival of the Jews in the 1880s, or perhaps Jack the Ripper, one of the most famous stories associated with the East End, or even further back in history, the arrival of the first major wave of immigration, the French Huguenots, in the 1680s. So that story I've told many, many times myself. However, in the perfect definition of we least appreciate what we see every day, the most recent story is the one that so far I've avoided telling, the arrival of the Bengalis in the 1970s. And so what I've set out to do with the creation of my new virtual walk, the story of the new East End from Bangladesh to Banksy, is tell the more recent story, beginning when I was born in the late 60s, in the early 70s, through the transformation of the East End into one of the most vibrant districts, not in Britain, in Europe. And so what this walk is planning to do is telling you something of that story. Now, the reason I mention the name Banksy, for those of you that don't know, Banksy is the world's most famous graffiti artist. And just like Jack the Ripper, we have no idea who he really is. So the arrival of Banksy in London from Bristol in the late 90s is quite an important turning point, particularly for the area of Shoreditch. Because Shoreditch and Spitalfields, the two areas that this walk covers, are areas that at one time were very run-down slum areas. And so artists naturally gravitated towards these areas looking for cheap studio space. And so Banksy, when he moves to London in the late 90s, makes his home in East London. And so very quickly he begins to make his mark. So in my opinion, he is one of the people instrumental in really putting the East End on the map. Now, there are still a few traces of the old East End. One of the stops on my virtual walk will be the famous bagel shop on Brick Lane. I remember way back in the mid-1970s going to Brick Lane with my mother to buy bagels. And in fact, we took our life into our hands because the National Front, a white supremacist group, would give out their racist literature on the corner of Brick Lane and Bethnal Green Road. And so you really did take your life into your hands if you went down to that end of Brick Lane to buy bagels. But trust me, they were definitely worth it. Now, the bagel shop is still there. In fact, it's going to be a stop on my virtual walk. And of course, it's a rite of passage for students in London to turn up the bagel bake on Brick Lane at 4 o'clock in the morning to buy bagels because they're open all night. In the 1970s, their most popular bagel, incidentally, was smoked salmon and cream cheese. Today, it is what we call salt beef. You might know it as corned beef if you're from the US. Chopped, literally cut off the bone in front of you, and then with a pickle or a gherkin and mustard. Probably making you hungry. It sounds delicious. So we'll definitely do a stop there. My walk will also cover Redchurch Street. Redchurch Street, a century ago, was the middle of the old nickel slum, one of the biggest and worst slums in Europe. Today, Redchurch Street, a few years ago, was voted the trendiest shopping street in the world. And there are two one-starred Michelin restaurants just on Redchurch Street alone. We'll also do a cheeky shortcut through the Boundary Estate and have a look at one of the earliest examples of government-provided social housing. We're also going to go nightclubbing. I'm going to take you to Cargo, which is a very famous nightclub on Red Church Street, to have a look at a couple of Banksy works inside. And then our walk will finish around Old Street Roundabout, also known as Silicon Roundabout, because it's all part of our Silicon Valley. I'll give you a startling statistic. Between 2 years, 2012 and 2014, within a half a mile radius of Old Street Roundabout, more than 30 new startups began in the silicon, the tech industries. And so today, it is the centre of our Silicon Valley. It's quite incredible, really. And so I'm going to be telling you something of that story. So I hope that I have whetted your appetite. So look out for the link to book tickets for my walk, the story of London's new East End from Bangladesh to Banksy. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for listening.